Welcome to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. My name is Marcus Cole, Director of Soccer Operations and Branding. Now, before we begin today's show, I just wanted to remind you that once you've had a chance to check out our program, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcast. That'll help you stay up to date on all the latest content from us, and it helps us get the word out to others and let them know that we're providing valuable information for soccer players, coaches, referees, and parents. On the phone with us today is Matt Frakes, registered dietitian and associate director of athletic performance for sports nutrition for the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Marcus. Go Cajuns.
Exactly. Now, before we begin this podcast, why don't you go ahead and just give our audience a little bit of background about you, your experience, and your qualifications?
Absolutely. So I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, the south end of Columbus, Ohio. So I grew up around there. We moved from the south end to East Columbus all my almost entire life. So moved about 8 times within my childhood. As far as after that, I went to Ohio University and then transferred to Bowling Green State University, where I was a student athlete. I played football there, and also was studying dietetics for my undergraduate degree. I had to stop early as far as within my junior year, due to the fact for family emergency reasons and everything. So I had to finish my degree there and also work probably maybe 3 jobs there while I was a student. So some of us have that similar story, but I finished my degree there in 2011 and then also completed my master's degree in food and nutrition through Bowling Green State University in 2014. And then I also completed my dietetic internship back in Columbus, Ohio, in the distance program through Bowling Green State University as well. Became a dietitian there. So once I was done with all that back in 2016, I worked as a clinical dietitian. I worked as a dietitian in a community with Children Hunger Alliance, and also I have my private practice as well, in sports nutrition as well, superior nutrition and performance, and I worked hand-in-hand with 11 Athletics and Performance Facility back in Columbus, Ohio, that served elite, collegiate, and also youth athletes, and also general public members too. So that's where I had my experience doing so with that. After that, I was blessed enough to get the opportunity to have my doctorate and have a graduate assistant sports dietitian position at the University of Mississippi. So I moved myself and my girlfriend, which is now my wife at the time, we moved to Oxford, Mississippi and just started fresh while I was completing my working on my PhD there in sports nutrition. I was studying the dietary, basically studying how dietary intake can support concussion recovery. So I am on track to completing that hopefully here in May 2020. I just transitioned to being a PhD candidate as well as also successfully defended my proposal presentation, also my prospectus. I handed that in. So once I get the dissertation done, I can hopefully defend that and also have that done, and I'll have my doctorate when it's all said and done here in May. And then while also doing that, we actually had a family and everything as well. So when we had our family, we got married in July and also had Kingston a year prior to that. So we took the full-time position here and moved to Lafayette, Louisiana, as the Associate Director of Athletic Performance for Sports Nutrition. So I'm one of the other sports nutrition directors here, here for University of Louisiana.
Wow, you and I started are here back in April. Incredibly busy man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Busy is good, busy as well. So I'm blessed to say the less.
Awesome. Now, what I want to talk about on this podcast is, you know, we're heading into a new year and talk a little bit about nutrition and the importance of it. Why don't you give our audience just a little synopsis of why nutrition is so important to a young athlete and their performance?
Absolutely. So nutrition, you know, it's a piece of the puzzle on how the athlete is going to perform and recover when it's all said and done. Obviously, you cannot outwork a bad diet, and you cannot basically that bad diet cannot fuel what you need as far as what your performance goals are. So, and especially when you are a youth athlete, everything of those decisions you make will kind of develop on what type of athlete and adult you will become, especially as the stress load increases, meaning as far as stress with life as you become an adult, past puberty and everything, and also workload as far as with in academics and also in sport as well too. That nutrition is what's going to be that piece of that puzzle that helps you in order to have what you need to in order to perform not only in the field or the court, whatever the pace of play is, and whatever sport you are playing at that time, but also help with your focus and concentration within the classroom to be able to make sure that you are handling everything and that you're recovering as well. So there's different parts as far as with that nutrition, as far as hydration, eating, sleeping, and as far as just what even is going to work with you, with your habits as far as you socially, also that will help fuel those needs and what you will become as an adult and as an athlete when it's all said and done. And when you end up being done as an athlete, then what you become as an adult and what you actually give your family when it's when it comes to that time and that point in time in your life.
Yeah, that's 100% right on the money. I have a son who is a collegiate athlete. He's a swimmer, and finished up his first semester, and it was pretty stressful for him from training twice a day, dealing with his academics, and kept stressing to him that it's hard, being a collegiate athlete. But take care of your nutrition. Make sure you're eating properly. Make sure that you're hydrating properly. Make sure that you're getting in that rest, because those components are going to make all the other stuff that much easier. Because, like you said, you can't out-train a bad diet. But if you're taking care of those things, and I like to call those controlling the controllables, that those are things Absolutely. That are all within control of the athlete. And if you could take care of those, the level of stress and the workload, it's not dramatically lessens it, but it makes it a little bit easier. Would you agree?
I agree. And then those things that you consume, a lot of times the athlete, overlooks nutrition when it's all said and done because of the fact that they may not have that immediate, or they've been can be able to compete and practice at the pace they've been able to with whatever they consumed, whatever was resourceful as far as at the time growing up as a youth athlete, that they continue on with those practices if they don't have the resources, or even if they make the decisions, even if they do have a sports dietitian available to them, they still make those decisions regardless, and they don't realize that it's what happens and what you put into your body over time that translates how your body reacts to those certain things too. So
now, as we head into the new year, we get into the situation where we get resolutions about so many different things, one of them being nutrition. I'm going to eat better. I hate the idea of resolutions just because I think the stigma that comes behind it, I'm going to make a resolution to do better, and then I don't do better and I break the resolution, and the vicious cycle of what that is. But can you Yes. give some things that our young athletes should be looking towards as we head into a new year?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just depending on what season they are in, and also what type of athlete they are, whether they are winter, fall, spring, upcoming season athlete, depending on what stage they are with their athletics as well. Honestly, it would be so the first and foremost thing would be to, like you said, control the controllables and also master the basics. Those decisions that you make now, again, if you master those basics, things will be easier, and also you'll start to see that your body will adapt and also handle towards the latter end of the season a lot better, as long as you are putting the right things as far as in your body. So with the New Year's resolutions, honestly, I'm all for, as far as at this point in time for a youth athlete, it's going to be master the basics. Hydration, making sure that you're consuming basically a cup of water every 15 to 20 minutes, or every hour, on an off day or things like that. Making sure that you have, a well balanced as far as intake with foods, and you're eating basically every 2-3 hours. Making sure that you're fueling properly and you have that nice pre-game meal or pre-practice meal 3 hours or 4 hours beforehand, loaded with fruits and vegetables, whole grain options, lean proteins. And we can go into those options with that here soon too. And then also just making sure that you're prioritizing sleep. A lot of times that with that, with us, you know, with as youth athletes, and we all, and we've been young before, when you're off like that, and then even if you just, if you're in your sport and you don't have class, a lot of times you kind of stay up. Even if you have a early morning practice or early morning competition as far as in the early afternoon. With that being said, that sleep is very, very important as far as for the recovery part and how you're going to perform the next day. And then you may even just only compete at maybe 30% to 40% of what your ideal and what you can actually compete at because of the fact that you have not put the right things, put the right foods consistently or have not slept consistently throughout the time to prepare you for that bout of activity.
What are some of the mistakes that young athletes make when it comes to nutrition?
Not eating breakfast, not hydrating well enough, not sleeping. Those are the top three things that I see consistently, especially just even anecdotally for myself and before I became a dietitian, because I was a year-round athlete as well, and I played football, basketball, and also track and field too, as well throughout high school and also middle school too, as well leading up to high school, until I just mastered and competed in football and decided to play in football in college. But like I said, it's going to be skipping breakfast, thinking breakfast, okay. If I don't eat breakfast, I'll just wait till after, and I'll just eat as much as I can, or just eating so much so late that it affects that their sleep habits, and they wake up consistently throughout the night, and it interrupts and disturbs their sleep patterns, and also just taking hydration for granted too, especially leading into winter months, as well. So thinking that because they are not thirsty, that it's okay, that their body is fine. And also just not even thinking about having water. And I know it can be hard, too, because even sometimes schools don't allow those water bottles as well throughout the school year or in class or on school premises, depending on what the rules are for that school. So the thing about that, hydration is key, sleep is key, and also just eating wholesome foods is always going to be key.
Now, you mentioned the hydration and the importance of it, and I agree 100%. How does that work hand-in-hand with the nutrition?
I mean, it's a part of nutrition. It's basically, that's what nutrition is as well, is also hydration. You can't have nutrition without hydration. You can't have hydration without nutrition. It's literally a part and a section of nutrition and needs that the athlete needs to meet to make sure that they're meeting the requirements for the body to be optimal for competition and for recovery, and also for them just have a healthy state of mind and body. So with that being said, like hydration, the biggest tips I can give is going to be aiming for that cup of water every 15 to 20 minutes, or having a cup of water every hour on the off day, ensuring that when you are in practice and when you are in competition as well, that you're consuming fluids, and also maybe even not just having water, but also things like smoothies will meet your fluid requirements too. A lot of times we think about hydration, we just only think of water, but fluid is also things that you get from fruits and vegetables that you eat that has water in them that also contributes to your fluid intake, and also as well as things making sure that you consume as far as more water than what you would as far as those sport drinks, those carbohydrate replacements, aka Gatorade, Powerade, things like that. So more so not overindulging in those things, because if you overindulge in those things, then you compete with basically how that water is utilized and how that water is absorbed. And you're having too much also excess calories as well that you may not be utilizing. So
I think that goes unnoticed by a lot of people, maybe by a lot of athletes, a lot of parents, especially since parents, you know, for the young athletes are the ones that are sort of in control of the nutrition. They cook the meals, mm-hmm. you know, they you know, prepare the meals or wherever they're going, whether they're out at tournaments or wherever, that type of thing. But I mean, there's a lot of great sources of hydration in various foods.
Exactly.
And one thing too, I think, and I don't know if you would agree with this or not, at least for me, for my, you know, because I'm firm believer in hydration, just because just so many benefits from drinking water, and it's so simple and so easy to do. During the winter months, you mentioned, you know, it's hard to do. I go from drinking cold water to room temperature water.
Absolutely.
I mean, that seems to work out better for, at least for me, from my standpoint.
Yes, I mean, whatever is going to work for that individual, yes, I'm all for it. As long as you're consuming fluid and you're meeting your needs as far as for the work required, Absolutely, whatever fits best. If that's what helps that individual consume that water and helps you consume water, I'm all game for it.
Now, you mentioned too before about these winter months that we're now in. Do athletes need to make any special considerations when it comes to nutrition during these types of months?
Yes, I would say, especially depending on where you are at geographically within the states, or if you're international, more so, I understand the states more so. But as far as within the winter months, like I said, because thirst kind of decreases, you have to remember too that if you're in more so back up north, like back in Ohio, or, you know, back where, you know, it does snow, it does get cold. And if I do recall, it does kind of get cold and snow in West Virginia as well, depending on what part you're at. And you have to remember too that your body shivers, and that's that non-exercise activity towards thermogenesis. So when your body is shivering to keep your body warm, when you're moving unconsciously and you don't even realize that you're moving around, that also uses calories, and that also is a way for your body to warm up as well too. So you have to also take in consideration that you need to consume fluid, you need to hydrate for those needs as well. So I would just say, just for the youth athlete entirely, just in the winter months, even if you are not thirsty, be in the habit of having some type of fluid around you at all times. But then as far as if you're in school, when you're anytime you pass a water fountain, drink through that water fountain for maybe like 10 seconds throughout the time, you know, in between each class period. Simple things like that will help. When you're at home and you're just relaxing, after practice, making sure that if you do end up monitoring your weight for every pound that you do lose from, you know, practice, competition, or training, that you do consume 2 cups of water right after that too as well, for every pound that you lose. So you drink 2 cups of water for every pound that you lose. And then again, also just making sure that, again, you have that fluid with you at all times. So having a water bottle on hand, especially on the weekend days, when things are a little bit slower and you're not up as much moving around, that you're staying consistent with your fluid intake too, and you're practicing those good and proper habits within the winter months. So even though that we're not outside as much, depending on how cold it is as well, making sure that we have fluid around us at all times to have that. So, and also things like hot cocoa and things like that also contribute to fluid intake as well. And I'm not saying go out and smash nothing but hot cocoa, but what I mean is just that when you have that cup, just understand that that also contributes to the fluid intake as well, and you just stay consistent with whatever your needs are for that, as far as for your hydration needs, and you stay consistent with that and with your training habits, and you would hydrate as if you would preparing for practice the next day or preparing for competition the next day.
Now, in today's day and age, there is no such thing as an off season anymore for a lot of youth athletes. However, I mean, we are into the winter season, and you know, here in the state of West Virginia, high school soccer's over with from the fall season, and you know, some players are playing indoor, whether it's, you know, just an indoor or playing futsal or just training or getting ready for the upcoming outdoor spring season. Even though it's sort of an a quote unquote off season, what should athletes be making any adjustments to their nutritional needs during this off season as compared to being in full training mode during the fall or spring?
I mean, absolutely. You're always going to need to fuel for work required. Obviously, if they are not in another sport, and if they are not training as much, or if they are not training that day, depending on what their needs are, they need to make sure that they are staying consistent with their dietary intake. Because if you don't consume enough of what you need, then you have low energy that is available, and you won't have enough as far as what you need. Because already a youth athlete cannot store enough energy within the muscle and liver, within that glycogen stores, that what they need already as a youth athlete. And that stuff doesn't become as far as more evident as far as what's based in the research as you become an adult after puberty has run its course. So the thing is that they need to make sure that they're staying consistent with their having basically fruit, vegetable, and a whole grain option every meal. And then also having less of that fiber intake that's going to help having lean protein as well. So making sure you're having a yogurt or something that has like a chicken, chicken breast, steak, eggs, some fish as well, tuna, salmon, perch, you know, what you call it, tilapia, cod, whatever it may be. And also having a healthier fat as well. And you can get those things through salmon and tuna and fatty fish, but also things like almonds, nuts and seeds, trail mix as well. And you pair all these things up together when they are eating. And then again, that you are not over snacking and you're not overdoing things as far as just when you're just sedentary in that time, because when you're overdoing that, then that's when you run into the habit of when you get ready for season, you may be a little bit more heavier or a little bit more kind of not in shape enough to the fact to be well conditioned for it. So as you get ready for the upcoming season or ready for spring ball and things like that.
Right. Now, Matt, before we wrap things up, why don't you just go ahead and just recap for us a little bit of I don't want to say easy, because nothing's ever easy, really, but just some practical tips that you can remind young athletes in regards to their nutrition that they should be remembering.
Absolutely. We have a great acronym that we use called CASION, which stands for Count Your Sheep, Always Hydrate, Just Eat. Utilize protein, never skip breakfast. So the first thing the athlete can do is making sure that they are prioritizing sleep and not playing Fortnite and Call of Duty all day and night long. That's interrupting your sleep habits. Still going to bed at a decent time to make sure that they can stay within those habits, so that way when school picks up, they are good and they're getting better sleep, and the transition is a lot easier for them. The next thing will be just making sure that they stay consistent with hydrating, drinking water, having water around you at all times, whether you're in school or not in school. If you're in school and you're not allowed to have a water bottle, drinking at a water fountain every time you pass one. If you are out of school and you are just hanging around at the house or with friends, making sure that you have your water bottles with you at all times, and not just not the gallon jugs or anything like that, but things a little bit easier, and make sure that you have basically just even a cup of water just sitting there, a couple of two cups of water just every hour or every 2 hours, or just, you know, checking in on those things as well. Another thing would be just making sure that they just eat. Snacking, making sure that you eat meals and snacking every 2-3 hours. So ensuring that you have a well-balanced plate, making sure that your plate looks like it has fruits, vegetables, whole grains on one half of the plate. Other half of the plate, make sure that you have your protein and also your dietary fat as well too. Things like some nuts, seeds, and also your protein, your chicken breast, your steak, your eggs, salmon, tuna, and also making sure that you have milk as well too, because calcium and vitamin D is going to be very important at this time as a youth athlete for bone development. So having a glass of milk, and also having basically a cup of yogurt as a snack as well too, multiple times in a day, ensuring that they have that protein every plate as well that they will get from those things, and making sure that they get up and eat breakfast. Stay consistent with your time. Now, that doesn't mean you have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, or 5 o'clock, depending on what the athlete's schedule is, that they would get up to get ready for school. But just making sure that you're eating breakfast and at a decent time between 9 o'clock before 9-10 o'clock.
Great. That's some wonderful advice. I like the acronym CASION.
Thank you. Yeah, it was made before I got here. I was like, oh yes, we got to run with this. Definitely, we got to keep this train going.
Now, obviously, you're very active on social media, which is how I found about you. And where can people find, if they have questions or that type of thing, or they want to follow you to find out more tips and things along that lines of items that you share, where can they find you?
Oh, they can find me on Twitter as Superior Frakes. On Instagram is Superior Vet Eats. So SUPERIORVET EATS. That's on Instagram. And then Twitter is Superior Frakes, SUPERIORFRAKES. As well as also they can reach me on LinkedIn as well. You'll find my name, Matthew Frakes, there. And you can just send me a direct message, and whatever question you may have, I'm more than happy to answer those things and give back and ensure that you're good.
Wonderful. We'll make sure to tag you in everything that we post in regards to this podcast on our social media platform so people can reach out to you if they'd like and if they have any questions.
I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And Matthew, thank you for coming on our program today and providing some valuable information to our members here in the West Virginia Soccer Association. Thank you.
All good, man. I appreciate your help, and thank you for letting me be on here.
You're quite welcome. And thank you for listening to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. Now that you've heard the show, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next Thursday with another episode, so we hope to see you here next week. Take care.